Black Mirror returns today on Netflix. The dark anthology show has 6 new episodes. This third season explores ways that technology and social media could transform and even threaten humanity. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has been watching.
That's the sound of success for bright-eyed social striver Lacey Pound. Lacey, played by Bryce Dallas Howard, is the main character in a Black Mirror episode called Nosedive. In her world, set in a future just a little ahead of our own, everyone uses a smartphone to rate everyone else they encounter, using a scale of 1 to 5 stars. It's like getting an Uber review for every social interaction in your life. Good ratings produce that percolating sound we just heard, like nailing the high score on a Super Mario Brothers game. And people who have high personal scores get perks, as Lacey learns from a realtor at a high-end condo complex.
You know our Prime Influencers program? Do I qualify for that?
No, you don't.
We'd need you around a 4.5.
4.5.
Hit 4.5, and there's a 20% discount.
But Lacey's at a 4.2, and the absurd plan she hatches to get to 4.5 highlights the crushing pressure she's under. To look happy and be relentlessly polite comes at a cost. This is where Black Mirror excels, like a twilight zone for the modern media age. It's an anthology show, which means each episode stands alone, everyone a new story with new characters. All 6 episodes center on technology, like virtual reality video games and online surveillance, and they all end with a plot twist. One episode, Shut Up and Dance, shows various people blackmailed by hackers who hold devastating information gathered online. The victims get text messages pushing them to commit increasingly desperate acts, including a young man who was captured on video committing a sensitive act alone.
So you filmed me through my computer camera.
What, like, filmed you?
Like, you know, doing it.
Like sex?
No, like, you know.
Well, everyone does that.
They're going to put it everywhere. Like, they're going to send it to everyone.
You might think that's bad, but not the worst thing to have on video, but the episode's final twist puts it all in a new, more sinister light. Black Mirror was created by British satirist Charlie Brooker, who wrote or co-wrote every episode in the new season. Brooker's been credited for predicting Donald Trump's presidential campaign in a 2013 Black Mirror episode called The Waldo Moment, in which an insulting yet popular TV cartoon bear nearly wins an election with populist rhetoric that skewers traditional politicians.
You think you deserve respect?
Well, just common courtesy.
Because you went to public school and grew up believing you're entitled to everything.
Perhaps we'll get
common and nonsense.
Gwendolyn Harris,
something's got to change. No one trusts you lot.
Anthology series are difficult beasts. There's no continuing cast for viewers to bond with. Every episode has to earn your attention with new characters and a new story. This season's batch of Black Mirror episodes are more consistently compelling than ever. It's tough to say exactly why here, because so much of the shocking energy in each episode comes from game-changing plot twists. It would be criminal to reveal those in advance. But Brooker and his collaborators have raised their game this season, delivering a half dozen episodes that poke at our dependence on and fascination with technology in bold new ways. I'm Eric Deggans.